interesting. We talked to Kat this morning for Freak Show Friday, who always wonders, since she was, I guess, younger, about women's forensic files. That's what her dad calls dad called the lady parts area. I think you could put two and two together, forensic files, lady parts, because there's often a lot of DNA there.
Yep.
I think that's what he told her.
That's what he said. Hilarious. Absolutely hilarious.
Former detective here in Indy. 317-239-1009. We started a conversation off with her just talking about, okay, well, what celebrities do we think might, you know, be an actual innie?
Hey, where's the meat?
Or what celebrity might be an outie?
We have the meat.
Let's go to line number one real quick and talk to Lee. What's up, Lee?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
We're doing good. What do you want to say for Freak Show Friday, or maybe you had a question for us?
Okay, so I apologize first. I thought you guys were talking about belly button,
no.
Innie and outie.
Oh.
Now that you
no.
described it, I'm not really even sure what that means. I mean, I get it, but I guess I haven't seen enough of those.
Yeah.
All right, well, real quick, because I don't want to, I'm sorry, this is one thing I don't want to break down and explain. But let's work. You do get it. Okay.
I get it. So,
okay.
Alex, how about you, girl?
Me?
We have the meat.
Now, I am not just, all right, here's what I will say.
Oh, she is. If she's not saying that she, you know, is an
Alex. Hey, where's the meat?
Give
oh,
it up.
My God.
What is it?
I will say I look like Malibu Barbie down there. That is what I will say. And
no.
I my parents are really proud of me for that.
Your hair shape. Wait. Your hair shape, girl, right?
I go to Ideal Image.
Awesome.
I don't have hair.
To be perfectly clear, this has got nothing to do with hair.
Yeah, this isn't a hair. This isn't a hair debate. This is something else.
Wow, you heard it here first on the Joe and Alex Show. Alex.
We have the meat.
No.
I can't believe you shared that. All right, Live the Web Girl, what are we getting on our social media this morning?
Jessica said Kim Kardashian is definitely an outie. LMFAO.
No way.
You would think that, but no, I've seen the video.
Yeah, she's not. I had to see it too, because I was also curious. In a straight chick way of like, I just needed to know if she was, needing to be let out to pasture, so to speak. And she isn't. She's like, she's a little clam all neat and tidy down there.
Well, yeah, I don't know how much of a clam it is now after all the destruction done to it, but
she survived Ray J.
Well, if you call that a possible thing. Brittany on the Joe and Alex Show, who do you want us to kind of speculate about?
I was thinking about Beyonce.
Oh, Queen B. Oh, I think definitely that she's an innie.
Hey,
yeah.
Where's the beat?
I would guess an innie.
Producer MYK, what do you think?
Or a little bit of both. I could see her being in the middle.
Yeah, I was Peek-a-boo. Thinking the middle.
What? You were thinking the middle? What brought you to that conclusion?
Just to see how she acts and everything and how her body type is.
Oh, so you're saying that a certain body type could determine between...
Hey, where's the meat?
And where, you know...
We have the meat.
Yeah.
I can't believe we're talking about this. Okay.
All right.
Well, is anyone on the phone that does what Kat does and actually does think about other women's forensic files?
What's up, G? You're on the Joe and Alex Show. Do you do that?
Hey, good morning. Yeah, I'm a straight girl, but I have to say I'm definitely curious. And I kind of agree with Joe, who said that this isn't as weird as it sounds, because I feel like we've all been doing this for years, even since middle school, thinking about, like, other ladies upstairs pepperoni situations.
That's true. I remember sleepovers in middle school, all of us checking each other out, seeing what's going
on. Wait,
yeah.
You did?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, my
God. I mean, that can ruin a good set, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
For sure, doing your thing all of a sudden. Now, all right, what do you think with Alex? What do you think she is?
What? Hey, okay, we already
I say they're teeny. I'm going with teeny, because she's cute.
We don't need to discuss my entire body today.
No,
we did enough.
Talk about the pepperonis, no, the dimes, and the bologna slices.
We're talking about the forensic file, not about the pepperoni.
Oh, she brought up the pepperonis.
Oh, okay. So you think, okay, what about Live the Web Girl?
I've never seen her. I don't know.
Joe and Alex Show, go on our Instagram and let us know, okay?
Dear God.
Gee, you've seen Joe, right?
Okay, I'll get back with you. Joe, those things have to be beautiful Hershey Kisses.
No.
We have the meat.
There we go. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate your call. All right, let's do a few more. Good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
This is Christopher.
Hi, Christopher. How are you?
I don't like how low you're speaking and the breathing situation going on.
He might be asthmatic or emphysema. Hold on. Hi, Christopher. What did you want to say?
Emma Watson.
Emma Watson. Oh, she's from Harry Potter, isn't she?
She's an outie.
Yeah.
Now, why do you say that? Is it just because of her attitude or what? Like, what makes you think that, Alex?
Something about her just looks like she'd just be disappointing down there.
Well, who's to say, though? Who's to say, though? Like, well, you say it's disappointing. Christopher, you sound like, right now, as I'm hearing you in the background, creepily, like, breathe heavy and giggle. Do you, are you into the meats?
We have the meats.
Yeah.
So that's what your preference
that's
is.
That's what he's saying. So he's like, Emma Watson, bring on the meats. Interesting. All right, man.
Yeah, we're gonna have to hang up on him because I'm getting creeped out.
Yeah. When you start talking about the forensic files, what do you think is gonna come out?
Yeah. We'll show you the DNA, Alex.
Oh my God! What was that? The breathing? I can't.
I think he's done now. Good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex show. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Garrett Brown.
What's up, dude? Thanks for the full name. We appreciate that. What do you think?
Now
here?
We can find you.
Like, who do you want us to look up or guess about?
Here's something to think about. I forget when I realized this, but a few years ago, I started correlating like facial lips with, you know, others.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And sometimes you can kind of correlate the two.
Do they correlate?
What? I don't think so.
I know what you're saying right there. So thin lip, yeah, I get that. Do you think that's true or not?
I think it's true, yeah.
From experience, though, or just speculation?
Both.
If guys are looking at my mouth and trying to figure out what I look like down there, I'm going to start talking like this, like no man with no teeth.
You know what's funny, though?
I'm going to do this now, from now on.
But explain to me then, Alex, if that's true, why are you always getting lip injections?
We have the meat.
I don't understand this. Hey, thank you for all your calls this morning and social media. Go ahead, tweet us. Tweet us, Joe and Alex Show, some more people, and we'll reply and kind of speculate who we think out there either doesn't have the meats or does have the meats.
We have a really good tweet from Julia. She said, at Joe and Alex Show, Jamie Lee Curtis, born hermaphrodite, had her outie removed here in Indy after puberty hit, confirmed by my old professor. Hashtag the more you know. I feel educated, Julia. I don't know if she's had it all removed and all that stuff. She still might have some, you know, you may not have been able to clean up everything. So I'd say she's an outie.
Wow. Okay.
She just might have, like, you know, trimmed up some length.
Take it to our social media, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram, and Radio Now 100.9 on Facebook.